entity in the United States. So there's a very small class of people that the ban could now apply to.
The new rules took effect last night. They did not spark the protests and chaos at airports around the world that marked the original order last January. The White House continues to fend off criticism of a widely panned presidential tweet, as correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The tweet attacking the MSNBC hosts, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, dominated conversation at the White House daily briefing. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the tweet was completely justified, painting the president as the real victim.
The president is pushing back against people who attack him day after day after day. Where is the outrage on that?
The American people elected a fighter, Sanders said. She cited statistics claiming television news programs spend far more time on what she characterized as attacks on the administration than on discussion of its policies. I'm Warren Levinson.
This is SR.
This is 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, is that how we open the show on Fridays from now on? Oh, Shravius.
Yes, Catherine Ann, it's Friday.
I love it.
Yes. Oh, we have a new mix for Friday morning.
I love it. How did you get that done?
No, actually, it's already a song by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Well, no, I know it's a Sir Mix-a-Lot song, but I've never heard the version where they just say all specific Texas cities.
Well, you know, I got some something. You know?
I was going to say, because I've heard the extended remix. I used to have all the words to that song memorized.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Of course. I mean, yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot, you know. I mean,
but guess what, though?
Oh, Grandmaster Flash, all those back in the day.
But guess
what? The Sugar Hill Gang, I knew them all, loved them all. But
he's part of the radio family now.
I love it.
Because as of two days ago, he just got his own morning show in Seattle, Washington.
Get out!
Yes. So I got to, you know, this is me officially saying welcome to the radio family.
Oh, I love it. Yes. That is so cool. I had no idea. So Sir Mix-a-Lot has his own gig now on the radio.
Yes, Hot 103 something in Seattle.
So, okay, yes. I love it.
I'm dancing over here, Kathy. Hold on, break dancing. Hold on, one second. Okay, go ahead, Kathy.
This is so great. I could listen to this all morning long. Well, folks, welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew.
JP's like, no.
JP's like, shut it down. What are they? They're rapping. Hip, hip, hop. You don't stop rocking. To the bang, bang, boogie. Sit up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity beat. It scares you that I know songs like that.
Yes, it does. It makes you a little nervous.
A little bit off-putting that your old conservative friend knows the words to songs like Rapper's Delight.
But I love it, though, because it shows me you got a little swag.
I've got swag. Hey.
Emily and CJ, I'm officially ordaining your mom with swag.
So, Emily and CJ, you've heard Shravia say that I've got swag or I am swag?
No, we don't say swagger, Kathy. It's swag.
So just swag. So swag. I'm swag.
Yeah, so you know how the gang signs you throw up? Hey, I'm an old school teacher with swag. That's it.
I love it. Okay, well, yay. Well, my Friday's already complete.
Yes,
I can go back home and the day's done.
Yes, we could.
Well, folks, welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. We're so happy to have you with us. We've got a couple of special announcements that we're making about our show today.
Yes.
We've got just a bunch of fun stuff to talk about. We're also celebrating America's birthday today.
Yes.
Because we've got, we've got Monday, Tuesday off of next week, or is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Monday, Tuesday off of next week.
Well, Catherine Ann.
Well, I've got Wednesday off, and that's yes. Happy anniversary to my husband, because we have our anniversary on the 4th of July. So
happy anniversary, Michael.
Well, I will tell him you said happy anniversary. So I have off Wednesday, so I will see Well, won't see you, but I'll be talking to you Thursday. Yes. But I'll be back in studio Thursday. We're going to be running some best of shows on Monday and Tuesday. JP will be back in studio on Wednesday. He's finishing up his Justice of the Peace seminar in Austin. So we wish him well and wish him a safe trip back home, because everybody's out on the road and it gets kind of crazy this weekend. Shravius, any special plans for you for the 4th?
Actually, excuse me. No, actually, I'm just going to be chilling, Kathy. I'm just going to, it's going to be like a relaxed weekend. And
are you going to sleep in on Monday and Tuesday?
No, actually, I got to be here Monday just for a few minutes, trying to make sure to kick the show off. You know, best of, want to make sure it's good. Then on Tuesday's show, oh, best of is going to be a little interesting. So,
oh, I'm kind of scared. I might even have to actually get up early.
Please do.
Well, I mean, actually, I'd be sleeping in. I could get up at like 5:59 a.m. and I'd be way sleeping in.
You know, I'm going to give you permission to not to listen on Tuesday, because that's your anniversary. And Michael, I got to say, you married the perfect woman for you, sir.
Oh, how nice is that? Yes. Travis, you are so sweet. Well, I appreciate that.
How many years?
Eight.
Oh, God.
Oh, dang nabbit. You caught me off guard. Is it eight? Is it seven?
I don't
eight.
Know. I wasn't there. JP?
Dang nabbit. I'm a trainer. Yeah, JP's the one who performed
what
the wedding ceremony.
What you got married?
Get back with 2009.
Oh, Kathy.
I know this has gone horribly wrong fast. 2009, right?
Are you certain?
No, I know. Well, hey, we've got, unfortunately, Dr. Jill is not here. I know some folks are already asking me. I've had somebody text me and say, where's Dr. Jill? Dr. Jill has laryngitis, and so she won't be in studio today. She originally was planning on calling in. She's going to be part of T.D. Jakes.
Megafest.
And we love T.D. Jakes. What an inspirational Christian man he is. Well, she's like good friends with him, and she's part of the panel and one of the speakers at MegaFest this weekend. So they're really trying to conserve her voice. You know, she was at a big event in Houston last weekend, so she's kind of been doing the speaking circuit. And I'm like, Shravis, are you sure we didn't scare her off?
No, we didn't. No, so she's gonna. So check her out with Bishop's wife, Sarita Jakes, Sarah Jakes. And now they're going to be talking about girl talk. It's going to be a girl talk, very anticipated session. So make sure you all go and check it out. Get your tickets if you haven't gotten them. Dr. Jill, she's really, trust me, she's cool on the radio talking about medical stuff, but she's a real cool home girl. I'm just going to put it out there.
She's like somebody I would want to go hang out with.
Yes.
Her and her husband are just as delightful, as polite, and as fun as they come. And yes. she strikes me as somebody, you know, you meet people and you're like, oh, they're, you know, a good coworker or a good associate or somebody who you respect them because they're very knowledgeable in their field. And you're like, so you enjoy spending time with them in a work situation. Yeah. Dr. Jill, I'd go kick back and have a big old glass of red wine with her.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, pray for her, but I'm pretty sure she's going
to
be cool.
So Dr. Jill, we are praying that your voice heals and you are able to share all of your valuable information and your vivacious personality with the crowd at MegaFest with T.D. Jakes this weekend. I'm hoping, and I don't know for sure, I'm going to get a text from her if she's able to call in, but Susan Schuler might be calling in when we come back from the break, Shravius.
Whoa. When you say Susan,
that means Miss Texas is involved. Oh. Yes, it is your girl.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, the Miss Texas pageant is this week. It's been going on all week. I mean, this is a huge production. I've learned so much about the pageant circuit and what they do. Oh, it's huge. It's amazing. And when we come back, I want to talk about a guest that we had on the show this week that has been a huge hit. And
bigger than us, Kathy.
Bigger than us. I mean, I think literally this is the most views that I've received on any of my radio Facebook Live posts. Now, I know JP's had, you know, several thousand views multiple
today.
Times. Well, but here's the thing. He's been on Facebook a long time. I've only been on 6-7 months. And I don't have as many friends as JP has on Facebook.
You never know,
but
Kathy.
Boy, howdy. Let me tell you, our radio show from the other day with Finley and her mom, Dallas, and Fearless Hope, it's our version of viral. I mean, it's amazing.
Thank you so
much. Had like, you know, 14 shares, 1,800 plus views.
No, 22 shares, Kathy.
Oh, 22 shares. Yes. Wow. Oh, just amazing. Well, so two of our favorite, you know, two worlds are colliding. The world of Miss Texas with Susan Schuler and Caroline, Miss Texas 2016. And then also the world of Finley and her mom, Dallas, with Fearless Hope. So you want to stay tuned and we'll tell you about some fun stuff that went on last night. I'm just going to give a teaser just in case.
Have your Kleenex ready.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, folks, we're so happy you've joined us again. Happy birthday, America. We've got our own Sir Mix-a-Lot personal Friday wrap. I love it. Anyways, folks, we're so glad you've joined us on JP, Kathy, and the Crew on 620 AM KEXB.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic for the morning here on 620 AM KEXB. Accident with two left lanes blocked in Dallas, 635 westbound at Preston Road. And then the same scenario, but in South Dallas, 20 eastbound at Wheatland. Traffic is stopped back to Highway 67, delays of up to 5 minutes. Road work in the clearing stages, Farmers Branch 35E northbound between Valley View Lane and Beltline Road. And that is traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Want to know the best-kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business.
This is Albert Mogler for townhall.com. Every last week of June, every year, Americans get treated to what's essentially a great civics lesson, a reminder of the enduring importance of the third branch of our constitutional system. As the Supreme Court releases major decisions, clearing its docket before its July recess. And this June was a huge day at the United States Supreme Court in terms of our nation's history on the issue of religious liberty. The case I'm referring to most immediately is that of Trinity Lutheran versus Comer, where a church was turned down by the state of Missouri for state funds from a state program that refurbished playgrounds using recycled equipment from tires. With a 7-2 majority, the Supreme Court sent a decisive signal, making clear that the state of Missouri does not have the right to refuse the funds even to a Christian or religious school for the general kind of purpose that was reflected in this playground resurfacing for the safety of children. It's one of the biggest religious liberty decisions in decades, and it matters for all of us. I'm Albert Mogler.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-763-4701. Learn how you can stop collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments, all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you haven't filed returns in years, or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever, and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-763-4701. That's 800-763-4701. 800-763-4701.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the Crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin on.
Yeah!
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
Oh, you're playing all kinds of fun music today on this wonderful, glorious Friday before the 4th of July. Folks,
it's
welcome.
It's all for you, Catherine.
I love it. You're playing all these old school rap songs for me. Well,
I can't believe you know this.
I know. It's... It, Does it kind of scare you?
It does. Miss Alta, hope you're listening. What was your daughter, what was your daughter doing in college? Was she really studying?
Let's say in college, you have to study in order to get that degree, but I was very socially well-rounded in college.
Very socially. Okay.
I'll say I was socially well-rounded. I worked hard, but I played hard in college.
I see.
And now I couldn't play that hard because I was on the dance team. I was a strutter, as you know.
You was a strutter?
I was a strutter at Texas State University, which is now Texas State University, under the guidance and the direction of Miss Tidwell. And let me tell you, we couldn't wear jeans. We couldn't wear shorts.
Oh,
we couldn't drink out of bottles. We couldn't chew gum. There were very strict rules that went along with that, that was fine because it was so much fun. And I loved being part of the Texas State Strutters, or used to be Southwest Texas State Strutters. Now it's the Texas State Strutters. So so it's fun times. But yeah, I very much enjoyed college.
CJ, Emily, hint. But go ahead, Kathy.
That's the thing. If you work hard and play hard, it's okay as long as you get your work done.
That's true.
You know, that's your reward.
I've had more playing than work.
I think you probably have had more playing than work, Sharavius. For some reason, I'm going to think that. I think that just might be true. I just think that might be legit.
Yes.
Too legit to quit. Okay, shut it down.
Oh, what? Whoa. Okay.
I'm out of control. Well, okay.
Thanks for the song request. I got you.
You've got my next song.
Yes, I do.
Well, folks, again, we're so happy you tuned in to JP, Kathy, and the crew this morning. Are we going to make the big announcement right after 6:30?
Sure, whenever you're ready.
Let's do that. Last night, we were really, around 10 o'clock at night, I received a really nice text message from Susan Schuler, and she's going to try to call in today. She's going to text me if she's able to call in this morning. Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Miss Texas. Caroline Crothers, Miss Texas 2016, who has represented our state so well, and I just can't wait to see what amazing things she does with her life. But the other day we had in from Fearless Hope, and it was just, it's one of those things where you know it's a God thing and God sends you certain people to pop in your life at a certain time because he knows what he's doing, because God has a plan. And I tell you what, for me, that was this young lady, Finley, who was born blind and 21 surgeries later has the ability to see partially out of her left eye. And she is just, I mean, she's cute, she's beautiful, yes. She's smart, she's funny, she's witty. Well, so last night, she was just such a doll the other day that I called Susan Schuler and I said, hey, is there any way that you can get Finley in? Because, you know, the Miss Texas pageant is going on in Richardson, which is awesome. I mean, it's just right here in our own backyard. And it's going on right now. And I thought, wow, I wonder if Susan, and if anybody can pull this off, it'd be Susan, could get Finley back in, like backstage, or at least, you know, maybe get her tickets for the preliminary competitions, which have been going on this week. Or, you know, maybe get her to meet Miss Texas, meet Caroline. You know how wonderful Caroline is with kids. I mean, she's a huge, huge advocate and, you know, just somebody who just loves children and wants to make a difference in their life. So I called Susan and she made it happen. So last night, Dallas and Finley went to the Miss Texas pageant. Finley had the time of her life. Susan sent me a text and said that at the end of the night, Finley said, this has been the best day of my life. And that just, I love that. And I'm so thankful to Susan and the Miss Texas pageant and Susan Schuler. Yes. And Sharavius is saying thank you. And to Caroline Crothers, our Miss Texas 2016, and to all of the Miss Texas contestants, because it sounds like they made her just a rock star.
Yes.
And she already is a rock star. I mean, let's set the record straight. But you love it when you hear stories like that.
And, you know, I am glad she was able to experience something at 6 years old that most of us won't experience until we're in our 30s or 40s.
Funny. I've known one Miss Texas. I mean, it was Angela Sisk. She was actually, when I was talking about being a strutter, she was on drill team with me in college. She went on to become a Miss Texas, just a beautiful girl. So that's the only reason I've even known a Miss Texas. Yeah. Most people don't ever get to meet somebody who's in that world. And especially when you're a little girl and you, obviously you won't understand this, Shravius. I hope you don't understand this. When you're a little girl, I mean, when you're like 6 years old, I remember being that young and watching the Miss Texas pageant, the Miss America pageant, the Miss USA pageant, watching all of those things religiously when I was little. And you would literally like sit in front of the TV. You wouldn't move and you'd just be in awe of all of these beautiful ladies and all these talented women. And I would have whatever plastic crown I had. I would have that tiara on my head. I would hold my baton like it was a scepter, you know, because you would pretend like you were part of that pageant. So to actually get to go as a little girl like Finley and be part of all of that hoopla and all that pomp and circumstance and all of the love and fun that goes on.
The experience.
Exactly. Yes. So I hope Susan's able to call in, but if not, I'm going to tell her and Caroline to watch this post today, because we can't thank you guys enough for welcoming Finley, who is just one of our absolute favorite guests that we've ever had on the show.
Yes. And Finley, I got to tell you, do your thing, girl. Do your thing. Do your thing. And I genuinely hope and pray that we are all around to see what you do as life goes on. Just do your thing. And I'm so glad you enjoyed yourself. And I am so happy that I had the opportunity to meet you. And thank you for not giving up. Thank you.
Amen to that. Certain people you meet in your life and you're like, okay, there's just something special about them. And you just know that. And you know that about Finley. I also know that about Miss Texas 2016, Caroline. She, I see her doing huge things. Oh, I know. And he's always like, Shravius is, he just thinks you're dreamy, which you are.
I sound like one of those high school crush guys.
Oh, yeah. Somebody who's got a high school crush. Exactly.
No, I don't want to sound creepy.
Okay. Well, so Shravius, should we go ahead and go to a break and then come back and let folks know what the announcement is? You're the boss. I tell you what. Yeah. Let's go on to a break. Okay. You've got a little gift to open from my mom.
Yes.
So maybe you can open that up on the break and then talk about it when we come back.
Yes, let's do it.
And anyway, so folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM. Like I said, Dr. Jill, who usually is with us on Fridays, has laryngitis, and we are totally giving her a hall pass because she is going to be one of the speakers. No, she's not faking. She's super professional. She's one of the speakers at TD Jakes Megafest this weekend.
Yes.
So we're praying that your voice heals, and we're also hoping and praying that Megafest goes wonderfully well. And I know it will. Yeah, anything TD Jakes touches turns to gold. I mean, it's just so it'll be a great event. So
I'm gonna start speaking in tongues. Kathy, are you preaching over there?
Am I speaking in tongues over here? I'm out of control. Well, folks, we're also saying happy 4th of July early today. That's why I've got one of my Alta exclusive scarves that she always gives me, a new patriotic scarf every 4th of July. So thank you, Mom, for the scarf. I'm sporting that. I know you're not watching on Facebook Live because you're not even on the computer, but anyways, thanks for tuning
Kathy,
in, kicking it
that?
Old school
Facebook,
on 620 AM. Yeah, what is the Facebook? Well, folks, and speaking of Facebook, if you are listening to us through the KEXB app or another app, or if you're kicking it old school on 620 AM on the radio dial, you can always go back and catch a behind-the-scenes look at the show on Kathy Partridge Ward, which is my Facebook page. I always make our radio posts public. And that way you can kind of see what goes on behind the scenes. You don't hear exactly how it sounds when you're listening via the app or via actually, like I said, tuning it in old school on the dial. But you get to see behind the scenes what goes on and, you know, kind of what the controls look like and how goofy Shravius and I are on the breaks and all that kind of good stuff.
Yes.
All right, folks. Well, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM. And when we come back, we have a few announcements to make about the show. Right, Shravius?
Yippee!
All right, folks. Thanks so much. And again, we're also wishing you a happy and safe 4th of July. Wow, are we blessed to live in the best country in the whole entire world or what?
We do, indeed.
We do. I mean, hands down, there's just America is as great as it gets. So anyways, folks, thanks for tuning in. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM.
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
620 AM KEXB, as we're near the bottom of the hour. Let's check your traffic. Farmers Branch 35E northbound at Crosby Road. An accident blocks the left lane, and traffic is backed up to 635. Give yourself an extra 20 minutes there this morning. And two left lanes of traffic block 635 westbound at Preston. An accident there that is taking up those two left lanes. That is a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXB.
Are you in the know? Hi, I'm Brian Glenn. Join me on your afternoon drive, weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 for my new show, In the Know. We'll explore all the cool places that make up North Texas. Hear the stories, the people, the places, and the issues of today. From Wall Street to your street. Get In the Know with me, Brian Glenn, weekdays, afternoons from 4 to 6, right here on 620 AM KEXP, your experts in business.
Dennis Prager here, and for 2 years now, I've been telling you about my wife, Sue, who tried Relief Factor because of her knee pain, and it worked. And if you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, do what my wife Sue did. Try Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call them toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Right now at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tees and tanks, just $5.99. Girls' swimwear, $10. Beach towels, only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker, just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Flex styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com. Or call 817-799-7999. Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P. Kathy and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a Sauce with a Kick. When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-reeling, go-reeling. Silverback Gorilla Sauce. I said Silverback Gorilla Sauce.
Silverback Gorilla Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorilla.com. Get your gorilla on.
Yeah!
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, or even the cat. Need him to deliver the message? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a click away. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Experts in business. 620 AM. KEXB.
All right, folks.
Yeah, you like that?
Wow, there you go.
All for you, boss. All for you, boss. At your request.
I love it. Oh, I love it, folks. Shrabius is playing all my old favorite rap songs today.
Yes. Hey, sound like you're getting your anniversary started early. The 4th of July started early. Friday is just a good day for you.
This is a fun Friday. Well, folks, welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB. Dr. Jill will be back in studio with us next Friday. She's saving her voice. She's got laryngitis, and she's one of the speakers at MegaFest this weekend for TD Jakes. So we wish her a speedy and full recovery.
I know, you just got finished preaching, so I'm pretty sure she'll be healed by this.
Oh yeah, I'm preaching it today. Well, hey, we're celebrating the 4th of July early. We have all kinds of good news to share with folks here in a few minutes. But folks, this portion of our show is brought to you by J. Paul Roofing. You can get in touch with them at www.dfwroofingrepair.com. They've been servicing folks since 2005 and in Texas since 2010, home offices in Richardson. They've got a great reputation. Remember, there's a lot of bad actors in the roofing industry. J. Paul Roofing is one of the best. They've got an A plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They are not required to have workers' comp, but they do because that lessens the cost to you, the consumer. They are certified with 7 out of the 10 major roofing manufacturers, because most companies are only certified with 1 or 2 certifications. They've got guaranteed quality products installed by a reputable roofing contractor and at a fair price. You can call them at 972-729-9546. That's 972-729-9546. Or you can get in touch with J. Paul Roofing at dfwroofingrepair.com. And so, Charavius?
Yes.
What is going on, my friend? What kind of announcements do we have for the show?
All right, so I'm going to kick it off on the note dealing with myself first. You know, for the past 10 years, I've had the opportunity of being here in Dallas. Dallas became my home when I transferred my radio jobs here. And, you know, Dallas has been extremely, 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 trying to say this without crying, has been extremely good to me. And, you know, it has afforded me so many different opportunities. And before my grandmother passed, it allowed me to really economically take care of her, because that's who raised me after the foster care system. And so, you know, throughout the years, so many things have changed. Radio, you know, not my radio career, but this radio is just, it's a turning world. It's one big circle, but it's fun. It's extremely fun. And a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity of joining this show. And by joining this show, Kathy, I've learned so much. I was a pretty sharp guy, but this show has made me sharper. It's taught me.
We make you do your homework.
Yes. Reading is fundamental. It has taught me just continue to love unconditionally in so many different aspects of my life, personally and professionally. But here recently, I got the opportunity to, I was offered the opportunity to go and produce another show. In Atlanta. So, therefore, today will be my last day on a daily basis in the studio with JP, Kathy, and the crew. I'm not going to say it's bittersweet. It's tough. It's hard. Because, you know, seeing you all's faces on a daily basis has really, you know, helped me in so many different ways. And Kathy, you all know on a personal note, life has been really, really tough for me. Has been really tough for me, but you all have really stuck with me through some interesting times. That's going to be the best way I put it, interesting times.
Well, because we love you dearly, Charavius. We, you know, I know, I think people can tell that, you know, yes, we come in here and we put on a show every Monday through Friday, but we are family and we love each other. We, you know, going back to even when Dr. B was on the show, when Callie was on the show, we're very fortunate and blessed.
Yes.
To really like and be friends with the people who we work with on this show.
Yes, and I don't care what anybody says. We disagree a lot here. Well, I'm not going to say a lot. Well, often, you know, often.
We have healthy debate.
Yes, healthy. But
you are on the left side of the aisle. Yes. We are on the right, but we are bringing you over.
Eventually. And it's fun. It's fun. And we are true friends off the air. And if you all were in the car with us, just having conversation with us about our just personal conversations, you all will be shocked, because there's so much relatability there that it's amazing. But here's the good news.
And this is good news. And let me tell you, because right now, Facebook Live, you've got people like Devona and Johnny and other folks who regulars are like, no, we revoke your decision. You cannot leave. So here's the thing. It is bittersweet.
Yes.
So here's the sweet part.
Here's the sweet part. Although I'll be moving to Atlanta, I'm going to be doing double duty. I'll be doing the morning show from Atlanta every day, Monday through Friday, from Atlanta.
Now, I think, I thought you'd be in studio on Mondays.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So I'll be here in Dallas on Mondays, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'll be doing the show from Atlanta. And then on Monday.
And folks, he will be a co-host.
Yes.
So we'll have a new board operator, a new producer, but Charavius will be a co-host along with JP and I.
Yes. So I'll be taking my hands off the buttons officially.
Good. You can't shut our mics off.
I can't. And so you all will get a new style. You know, someone who's new, you know, have their own vibe. But it's good. It's going to be great for the show. And so, and in the afternoons, I'll be producing another show in Atlanta. So I'll be doing double duty, which I love working. And so,
but yeah, Shravis, you've got, I can't even begin to say enough good things about you. And I'm so glad this is not goodbye. And this is just, hey, we're changing the format. You're going to still be a huge part of the show because you're going to be one of the co-hosts. And let me tell you, people who don't know Shravis, and I think those of you who have been listening to our show for a while now, know that this is a man who has tremendous work ethic. I mean, he has several different jobs within radio. He's got jobs within the comedy field, within all different kinds of, you know, DJing, all these different places, plus goes to school, plus runs summer camps for kids. I mean, this is a man who has some of the highest integrity and one of the best character, because character's doing the right. I always tell my kids, character's doing the right thing when no one's watching.
Yes,
that's you, Shravis. And I'm just so happy to not only have you welcome you to the co-hosting side of things on the radio show, but I'm so happy to call you friend. I don't know what I would do without you in my life, and I love you. And
you all have really, I don't know, just added so much to my life, Kathy. I've really, like, it's, this is, let's just say you all have sharpened me. There's so many more things I could say on a regular basis, on a daily basis. What you all have taught me, instilled in me, I can go on and on and on. But I'm so excited. The show is not only moving in a different direction from a producer standpoint, myself, but we have other things on the table as well. Here's the next thing.
Dun, dun, dun. And we've got another big announcement. Yes. And this is all Shravis. I mean, he's kind of, you know, JP and I, we've got... you know, we're not entrenched in the radio world like you are. So you're always looking for opportunities for the show. And this is this is exciting, this new one. We just got the contract.
Yes. So starting July 5th, the show will be expanding its brand nationally. Audio Boom, which is the lead podcasting company in the industry, have made the decision to partner with us, contracted, signed, sealed, and delivered. Now, most of you are saying, well, what does that mean? So here's what happens. Every day you hear our show live, and right after the show, you'll be able to go on demand, audioboom.com, to listen to the show. The show will be distributed through Google Play, iTunes, on other national platforms. I mean, you're going to start seeing the show more and more and more. So don't be shocked when you go somewhere or you hear or see the show, because this company will actually help us just to add to our show on a national level. And that's just the beginning part of it. So to our sponsors, our advertisers, our partners, this is going to be a great opportunity. This is going to allow the show to go on the road, just to do more things out in the community economically. It's just so many different things that are happening with the show. And trust me, we are just getting started. I promise you, we're just getting started. So, Kathy, there's more announcements to come.
You scare me every time you say there's another announcement. I'm like, wait, what the heck is that? Okay, you're like, just read your contract. Okay.
So I sent you and JP the contracts last night. And just to let you know what Audio Boom is, it's not only the lead podcasting company in the industry, but they partner with people like NBC Sports, the Associated Press, other national morning shows. And so for them to
the Associated Press. So they're not going to get fake news from us. They'll have to coin a whole new phrase, wacky early morning news or something.
Yes. And trust me, because they will be monitoring. And so, and when I sent them over a demo of the show,
I'm scared. Which demo did you send them that got them so hooked so quickly?
actually, it was one of the ones with I think Dr. B on it. When Dr. B was here recently. When Dr. B was here recently, and because I wanted them to hear how the show sounded with four human beings who come together, although they agree to disagree, but it's fun, it's funny, and it's entertainment, and it's good for family family listening. And so it took them only two weeks. And when they said yes, I was elated. I was excited. And so I'm just excited to see what more we're going to do together. It's so much more stuff we're going to do together, Kathy.
is so fun.
Yeah, so the show
is... This is so fun.
Yeah, so we're not... it's so many different things that's been happening behind the scenes. I'm so sorry. I'm just not sharing it with you. But today is the perfect day. And so listeners, stick with us. And because we are just getting started, it took us over a year just to really get the show where it needs to be. And so now the show is where at least 80-90% where it needs to be. It's only one way, and that's up. And so, Kathy,
I love
Dr. B, Dr. Clothier, Dr. Jill, Frank, all of our Gorilla and Sauce, all of our sponsors. Hope I didn't forget about anybody. Waterford Academy, all of our sponsors and
Michael Curran Law Firm, yes, all of them.
Yes, we are going to another level, Kathy. And I'm so excited, and I'm glad this is in place now. So when I'm in Atlanta, I can report more news.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, yes. We're going to have, you know, we've got, I think we've got so many opportunities. Now, I'm going to love Mondays because I'll get to see your smiling face, because that's something I've really come to enjoy. And that's seeing your smiling face, you know, let us in via security every morning when we come to the radio station. But I think it's going to be so fun to have your perspective from a co-host point of view.
Yes.
I think Audio Boom, I think there's so many opportunities there for us to spread the word and spread the fun, because here's the thing, you know, unfortunately, sometimes there are some tough subjects we have to cover, but sometimes if you're able to cover those and then still give people hope and give people, a chance to look at things differently, look at tragedy differently, look at, you know, mental health is a huge yes. component of what we cover. And we we've covered so many different topics that can be tragic for families. But I hope that on the other side, maybe we're educating yes. folks and we're letting people know that, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Kind of a thing. And I think also, we did not want to lose you. And the second you mentioned moving, I mean, literally, we were like, okay, you're coming on as a co-host. Because
you all found out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. And we were just, we were like, well, we can't, well, how do we make this work? Yes. Can you call in every day? What can we do? And I mean, immediately, John was like, hey, okay, we want to offer you a co-host position
yes.
because we don't want to lose you. Because here's the thing, you know, and now John and I, we can go back and we can, talk about different sides of the conservative coin, but
right.
but at the end of the day, he and I view things through a very similar lens as far as where our political and philosophical views are. Whereas you bring in a younger perspective and a more liberal perspective, and I think it lends to healthy debate. And I really like the fact that we can all sit here and debate. We can have some healthy arguments
yes.
and get very emotional sometimes and very heated in our discussions. But at the end of the day, we were like, okay, this is your point of view. This is my point of view. And it's one of the things that we've talked about in this country we wish that we saw more of. And that is, hey, you've got your opinion. You're going to state it in a respectful, well-mannered way.
Yes.
Same with us. And if that happens, then you can have the healthy discussion. You can have the healthy debate without screaming profanities, without becoming violent, without telling someone that you hate them because they don't have your same point of view. That's what's so great about our country.
Yes.
We don't all agree with everything. And God bless America. And what a perfect way to say happy birthday, America, and happy 4th of July. And that is, we do not have to agree with each other. And we live in a country where, guess what? It's not against the law. I don't have to think what you think, and
right.
you don't have to think, and we don't have to vote for the same people, and we don't have to support the same causes, because we've got the freedom to think as individuals
yes.
and be independent thinkers. And that's what's so great about our country. And I think with you as a co-host now on the show, it's going to help even perpetuate that and take that to the next level, because we can still be friends and we can still have fun.
Yes.
You know, think about all the Hillary Trump debates we had.
Yes.
And we walked out of here. Nobody slammed their car. Nobody was mad. Nobody was angry. We were like, oh, hey, have a great day. Okay, love you. Love you, too. It's all good. Wouldn't that be nice if the rest of America
yes.
could be
yes.
like that?
Yes. And you know why this show will grow, Kathy? It will continue to expand in the way that it is. It's because all of us, we plant great seeds, good seeds on solid soil, which is really good. And so it's nowhere but up from here. And I'm excited. You know, it's Friday.
It's Friday and we're having
yes.
some fun. And I think we're overdue for our commercial break.
Yes. Hey, I'm the boss today.
I was going to say, you're
50% boss today.
You're the boss every day. You're the one who can turn off the mics. You're the boss every day.
Oh, you're familiar.
Yes, because you have. There was one morning. What did I do that morning? You turned off. My mic. And I'm like, hey. All right, folks. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew. When we come back, Shravis and I will be talking some more about new opportunities.
I got a couple cars I got to read, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. You've got to read on your
break. Cars,
oh,
like,
yes. My mom's going to want you to open up that gift before we sign off. So you've only got...
It's open.
Okay. So you're going to have to talk about that, because my mom, she was thrilled when she found that present for you.
I started laughing when I pulled a lot of the back at
it. I know. Yeah, you knew it was coming. Well, folks, thank you so much. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew. We're celebrating the good news that Sheravius, even though he will be splitting time between Dallas and Atlanta, we'll have him in studio once a week and then calling in the other 4 days as a co-host now. So we're very excited. He's also inked a deal for us with Audio Boom, so that will our show will be podcast at a national level, and it's through Google Play.
It's going to be Audio Boom, Google Play, iTunes, and it's a plethora of other platforms.
Okay, a plethora of other platforms. So yeah. I love that. Plethora of platforms. I love that. As a teacher, I love alliteration. As a former teacher,
I love it.
All right, folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew. We'll be back soon. Happy 4th of July.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM, KEXB.
Checking your traffic on this Friday morning on 620 AM KEXB. An accident, two left lanes are blocked in South Dallas, 20 eastbound at Wheatland, and traffic is stopped back to Highway 67. In Farmers Branch, 35E northbound at Crosby, an accident taking up a left lane, and your traffic is backed up to 635 LBJ Freeway, 20 to 25 minutes in backups there. And Dallas, 635 westbound at Preston, two left lanes blocked courtesy of an accident. That is a look at traffic. Right here on 620 AM KEXB.
Golf fans, tune in Saturday mornings at 11 as golf writer, published author, and host of Texas Links on the Air, Pat Wheeler, brings you the latest in tournament results and player standing. The best of Texas amateur golf, interviews with colorful personalities and legends of the game, and tips on golf getaways, top courses to play, and how to improve your game. Texas Links on the Air tomorrow morning at 11 on 620 AM KEXB, presented by Texas Links Magazine and MyTXGolf.com. That's MyTXGolf.com.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. And that is a beautiful thing, too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or newdirectionscounseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation information is free.
620 AM, KEXB, experts in business in North Texas.
Vanilla ice, ice, baby, too cold, too cold. Oh, stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with a brand new intention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Something like a mic. Oh, I forgot the...
Catherine, man, you deserve it.
I know. Is that scary? Oh, my gosh. My best girlfriend in college, she and I used to, literally, we wore this song out. And we had this little symbol we did, because when he goes, vanilla, ice, ice, yes. Baby. We would hold our hands up in a V, our fingers up with a V, and then switch it around and do our pinky as I for vanilla ice. So it'd be like, so if you're listening 620 AM on the dial or through the KEXB app or another music app, so like it's a peace sign, but then you would flip your hand around and do your pinky for an I, so it was like vanilla ice. So that was like our little sign for that. I know. How frightening.
I got a question for you.
And how scary.
This form is Alta, too. How do you go from a hip-hop college girl to a pastor? Just that quick.
Well, I've always been a Christian. You can be a Christian and like fun music and enjoy yourself.
I know, Kathy. I know. Your hip-hop is a little different.
It's one of those things that it's, I always say that it's a really good thing that they didn't have cell phones and all these cameras and stuff, because when I ran for my first public office, which was, I was the first female Collin County Republican Party chairman, and just so proud of having served the party in that capacity. But I'm always saying, if they would have had like a picture of me at some club dancing to Vanilla Ice or something, I would have never been elected to office.
Let me ask a question. Are the clubs you went to back then, are they still open?
I don't think any of the clubs are still around. There's a couple music venues that are still around, but I think those are pretty much gone. And I wouldn't know any, you know, because then once you become a mom, your whole world and life focus becomes, you know, centered around your kids, which I've got the two most amazing kids, in my opinion, that God put on this earth. And I'm very blessed to be their mom. But it's one of those things that you all of a sudden you don't know anything outside of the kid world. So like there probably were places that if I would have known, oh, this club or that club or this music venue was shutting down, you know, I would have. It wasn't on my radar, because once you become a mom, that becomes who you are. And then once your kids get older, which my kids are getting older, then I think you're just too tired and too old. You'd rather just listen to your old, like I put my Beats pill on and I listen to old music while I'm cooking, and I'll, you know, have it going in the kitchen. You know, just having fun, because you just enjoy. Then you get to a point where you can stay at home, listen to some good music.
Yeah.
And just enjoy yourself and not have to go out and worry about the whole party world out there.
I'm glad you got your groove back.
Yes. And speaking of getting your groove back, folks, don't forget you can get in touch with Dr. Jill at HormoneHarmonyTherapy.com. She has been coming in on Fridays, one of our new sponsors. We just love her and her family, and just wish her all the success in the world at MegaFest with TD Jakes this weekend. So, good times. So what else is up over there, Sharavius?
So speaking of your
another
mom,
announcement. And speaking of my mom.
Yeah, cut the music real quick. Hammer time. Ms. Alta, good morning. First, I want to say good morning to you. And thank you so much for being there for me and always there to listen to me when I need to vent. And thanks for entertaining some interesting words that you normally don't hear on a regular basis. And so thank you for not judging me. And thank you for going to, what do they call it? Not sanctification. What do they call it? Confession. Yes.
Oh, she lights all kinds of candles. Yes. She says rosaries for you. Yes. My mom, she's a prayer warrior. Yes. She's a prayer warrior.
So
tell people what she got you, though. This is hilarious.
Our friendship may have just changed, Kathy. So I got a card from her. She says, Sharavius, I know someday you will lean more to the right and maybe become a Republican someday. Gasp. Until that time, here's some socks to help you keep your feet warm. Now, Kathy, the socks you got me, the sock says, I lean left. Okay. And she said you could wear them on special occasion. Oh, my God, this makes me cringe to read this card. She said you can wear these socks on special occasions, like when Trump get re-elected. Oh no. Oh no. I'm putting this card away, Kathy. This card is going back home with you.
And also, oh, I love it. She saw also, those socks and she had to get them for you.
And also, she got my son is bright deep in the heart of a coaster of Texas, Kathy.
Because she doesn't, yes. When you're in Atlanta, she wants you to remember, come on back to Texas every weekend.
Yes. And trust me, I will be here because I do love Dallas. So, Ms. Alta, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I value all of your gifts. I love all of your gifts. And my friend Catherine Ann got me a card. She says, the road to success is traveled by those who believe in themselves. You've shown you've got all it takes to make great things happen. Proud to know you and can't wait to take our show to the next level with you. And Kathy, what stood out to me was those two words, with you. You know, because one of the things we have always exemplified on this show, we are a team and we are family.
Amen.
It has never
Amen.
Been about one person. It has never been about one person. I mean, man, I can tell the world so much about this show. But Kathy, Ms. Alta, thank you so much. I'm so excited. The show is about to do some big things. I mean,
it's exciting. This is exciting. So Shravius is starting. We've got a couple of days off next week. But then when we come back, Shravius will be in studio once a week, calling in live from Atlanta the other 4 days. And he will be a co-host with JP and I. We'll have a new soundboard operator, a new producer. And then Shravius, as he announced earlier, has also inked a deal with us with Audio Boom. And they are a group that does podcasts nationally. So you'll be able to hear our radio show through Google Play and iTunes and all kinds of different things. So we can get our message and our word out and, you know, get our love of country, God, and each other out to the rest of the nation. So that's exciting. That's exciting.
And don't forget, we're on Best of Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, Best of Monday and Tuesday. Yep.
And I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Yes, I will be back in studio on Thursday. And folks, just again, thank you to everybody for this week. Susan Schuler and Caroline Crothers, Miss Texas 2016. Thank you so much for making Finley feel like a rock star and having the best night of her life last night. And thank you to Dallas and Finley for coming on from Fearless Hope this week. And folks, have a blessed weekend. JP, travel safe back from Austin. Shravius, you have a wonderful weekend. Love you guys. Happy 4th of July. I love you, America. We love you, America. God bless America. And happy 4th of July, everyone.
KEXB.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
Hey guys, Brian Glenn here with In the Know. Listen up, you said it back in January, new year, new you. You were going to lose all that weight, get in shape. How's that working out for you? Look, springtime's here. Summer's just around the corner. Could you imagine being 10, 20, even 100 pounds lighter than you are now? It's not too late. Our friends over at Total Med Solutions can do just that, where they provide physician